All right. We're back. Joe and Mike, buildassetsonline.com. Exactly with what you guys want to see. High ticket dropshipping products for Black Friday, because that's coming up.
Black Friday is coming up. Q4 is coming up. Cyber Monday is coming up. So this is going to be an important video, Joe. I know we do a lot of these product videos, and I don't know if you feel like they're getting monotonous, but listen, Q4 is a crucial, crucial time in online business and drop shipping especially. Businesses have been made or broken in Q4, Joe.
Would you say with our store now that Q4 is that important? I feel like we always have a terrible Q4.
I'd have to go back and look at the historics, but I mean, some of our stores, I mean, like, I remember some big, big days on some of our stores in Q4, and I really think we've rode the coattails of some good Q4s into, like, getting to the next stages of our business.
I mean, yeah, that is the case. That has been the case a lot, and, you know, that can be the case, definitely. Yeah, I mean, everything goes up in Q4.
Yeah.
E-commerce sales, ad rates, you know, even everything you can imagine.
Right. So it's important for high ticket drop shipping. It's important for if you have a blog site. It's important for everything. And when I said you could ride off the coattails, like sometimes in particular with, you know, a high ticket drop shipping store, if your sales spike in Q4, it can give you a lot of data on what products you should actually, you know, start scaling towards. And, you know, once even Q1 kicks in after that, a lot of times you can keep those bids there because you've optimized your bid based off of what happened in Q4, and you're still, they may not stay where they were in Q4, but they're not going to go back down to where they were previously, you know, before that good Q4 period. So again, it's a very, very important thing, and it can have long lasting effects on your store and the multiple or the valuation of your store.
And is that just because you get a lot, so you have a lot more information coming into the ad account, and then you can optimize it. Whereas during a normal time period, you know, the clicks are down, the traffic is down. So it takes more time to optimize it. Is that what's going on there?
There's that. And I'd say sometimes when you have a lot of products on your store, some products can be on our website for years and we've never really been able to give them the time of day because we're too busy managing what's already getting clicks and what's getting spend and what's working. But in Q4, things are just more likely to sell. So something that you may have not really put much attention to can get a sale. And then you can look back at that history and say, oh, wow, like the last 60 days, the last 90 days, this product has barely spent anything. Now it's got a sale at a pretty decent cost per conversion. Maybe I should put more effort into this product or this product type or even this brand.
Right, right, right. I could see that. All right. So, should we interact with the chat or should we get right down to business here?
Yeah. Let's interact with the chat a little bit. So if you're here, give us a thumbs up. Give us a chat. Helps the algo. And boy, do we need it. We got AJ saying, holo. Boris says, wah, wah, wee, wah. Jabril says, first time live. Let's go. Boris says, these are brothers. They look very same. And Jabril is correcting him. But yeah, I mean, we can jump right into it, but before we fully get into it, I want to outline the three criteria that I think make something an important Black Friday Q4 type product. So I was trying to put these in the banner, but I'll just do it right now. So
wait, hold on. We got a question right here that I think is interesting before we hop into it. Do you guys test on one product stores or general stores? Well, to be honest, neither of these are what we'd recommend. So we wouldn't recommend a one product store. I'm not going to get into the details of that. But we recommend kind of a Goldilocks thing where it's not a total general store, but it's a niche down store that fits our criteria with product branching and all that.
Right. So inside our course, we do have our niche selection masterclass, which goes in detail on this exact thing. You've basically outlined the two ends of the spectrum and the best case is somewhere in the middle. General stores, don't work for a variety of reasons. One product stores don't work because it's just one product, obviously. So for the majority of people, they're going to have the best success doing something that they can present themselves as an authority in. You can't be the authority of a general everything. And being the authority on one thing, on one particular product, is just dumb. So,
all right. So,
I got these all bannered up right now. Okay. So we're going to look at the three rules for what makes a good Black Friday product.
All right, hold on a sec. We have one more interesting comment. I feel like you got the stuff. We never get interesting comments. All right. Now stuff is coming in that's interesting. So Jabril says, have you guys have experience with heavy machinery like log splitters, for example? And has that season passed? If so. So we don't have experience with this, but one thing I want is I pulled it up here. One thing I want to say is that
Snow Joe,
I want to go off on a little bit of a tangent here with this question, because whether we've had experience with this is irrelevant. If it were me, if I was in your shoes and I was getting started, I would not be on a live stream typing this question to someone. If I thought log splitters were something worth exploring, I would have the store made in 45 minutes and I would be calling suppliers that day or the next day. So this is the problem with a lot of you guys out there, is that you watch our stream and the time spent watching our stream is time that you could spend doing other things, doing the actual actions of what you're asking us.
Well, to play devil's avocado, Joe, I mean, some people don't want to waste their time and set up a store all just to have it fail.
It is not. You're trolling me a little bit, but it is not a waste of time to set up a store ever.
Right.
There's only one way to get the information. And what we're recommending here is something that you could do for setting up the store is free. Obviously, our course costs money. You get the course, you watch the masterclass, you call the next day. You implement it the best you can. That's it. Right. Time is everything. People don't seem to grasp this. But I would be interested in exploring wood chippers. I'm not going to lie.
Right. And even if wood chippers didn't work, again, if we go back to Monsef's question, you're not a one product store anyway. You're not Wood Chippers R Us. That's a bad idea. So if you're positioning yourself in a way, I mean, if you look at just the sites here, when you search log splitters, it's not Wood Chippers R Us and it's not, you know, I don't know, the everything store. You got Grizzly Industrial. You got Snow Joe, Sun Joe. You got, if you go back up, there was some Northern Tool, Justin Power Equipment, Home Depot, right? So you can see with the angles that people are already taking that sell this stuff. It's like a tool type store. Obviously, you have Home Depot, which is a large store, but I think you get the general gist of the way people that are able to sell these products are creating their stores. So Joe's right. You'll never really know if this is a good product because maybe there's no map. Maybe the margins are shit. There's a whole host of things that can go wrong. Maybe you can't even get in with them. So the only way to get the answer is to just do it, as Nike says. And yeah, I mean, Joe, you're right. You know, because number one, I don't know who would take advice from you anyway. Your bed isn't even made. Your shirt's ripped. But
this shirt is not ripped.
It's worn.
It's big.
It's big. But even beyond, you know, someone like you, we've asked some big dogs in the space of e-commerce for advice. You know, we've asked Ezra Firestone if we should be doing drop shipping the way that we do it. And frankly, he told us no. And he told us to make a one product store for our own product. And you know what? Screw him, because he was absolutely wrong. And we didn't listen to him. And instead we took action in the path that we wanted to go down, and boom, Build Assets Online is here. We've figured out how to create multiple websites, each with their own resale value, that we could just pick off, sell for six figures, and rinse and repeat. So, frankly, that's what it all comes down to.
And Mike, you're really bringing me down memory lane here, because I remember that very conference. It was him talking about his it's like a three product store, Cindy Boom or whatever, Cindy Zoom. We go up to the rooftop, hang out. Everyone's showing us their one product. One of those guys has like it's like a menthol sniffer, clears out your nose.
Yeah, yeah.
Other people are showing their one product things. I guarantee none of those things are around right now. We talked to Ezra. He's like, yeah, you guys got to really stop what you're doing. That business model is really dead. You know, focus on building a brand, making a one product store. We get back to where we're staying in a hostel.
We're staying
in San Diego. We get back with bunk beds. And as soon as we're walking back to the room, boom, a sale pops through. And we're like, yeah. No, he's wrong.
We made like $300 on that sale too. That was,
yeah.
But at the time, that was pretty good. We only had maybe just like the first store. I don't know if we made the second one yet. Yeah. So even if we told you that Log Splitter wasn't a good idea, I don't know if you should listen to us, because maybe you could figure it out and maybe it would be a diamond in the rough for you and you can make a lot of money doing it. If people are selling it online, you can sell it online too. And that's the fact of the matter.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm just going to say it flat out, Mike. We're too real here on this show. I'm not going to give you some BS answer because I'm positioning myself as the authority of all of this. I'm telling you what I would do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm telling you the path.
Right. All right. So, well, Nick said, before we get into it, last time, would you offer a site evaluation today? I'd be happy to see it from a professional. Yeah, send us the site. We'll look at it after we finish this presentation. So the three rules of Black Friday. Let's go. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, rule number one, B2C. What does this mean, Joe?
Business to consumer.
Right. As opposed to B2B, which is business to business.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, however it happened, we live in a society where Q4 is filled with purchasing. It's filled with gifts. And that's just the way it is. People buy themselves gifts. They buy this gift for other people in that time period. So that's just how it is.
Right.
At the same token, I feel like a lot of businesses actually kind of this isn't always true, but some businesses slow down their purchasing as they kind of slow down their activities as the year comes to an end. I remember being in an office and, you know, that's when things were winding down around November. People are, everyone's off. People are taking time off. So.
Right. So the whole point is we're going to look at some products that would be good to add to your store for Black Friday, Cyber Monday. So what I'm saying here is you want to stick to products in this case that are B2C. B2B products aren't necessarily going to increase in demand during Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
Right.
B2C products will, because people are buying products for themselves, they're buying products for others. So like this log splitter here, I'd say this is probably a B2B product. This isn't something someone necessarily, I can go back and forth on this, but this, I would imagine, is something a logging company buys for themselves, not necessarily the everyday Joe would buy to go and do some of their own logging. But I could be wrong. This would be subject to some more research, and there's probably personal use log splitters and there's more commercial log splitters. So if you have a store that is purely B2B, you should consider kind of opening it up to have B2C products as well, because you're spreading out the possibility of you to make sales. Like I said, Q4 may not be the best time for a B2B product. It could be it is the best time for B2C products. And there's typically no downside, whatever your store's angle is, to have both B2B and B2C.
You know what, Mike? I'm going to type it in right now. The infamous air hockey table. Let's go 3,500. Air hockey table. This is something that everyone asks us about. Should I sell air hockey or like ping pong tables, air hockey tables, this sort of game room type stuff? We have direct experience with this. And what did we've talked about this on another stream, Mike, but I just want to say it again. When is the best time to sell these?
Right now.
Right now in Q4. This is one of the few times that this stuff sells like crazy. Look at this website, gametablesonline.com.
This is like a Yahoo store.
This is a Yahoo store. This website doesn't look that great. I'm sure you could do a better job than this. You know, no offense to them. But what I will say is that this store is probably going to get a lot of sales right now.
Yeah.
Because they're in the game and you're not.
They have pool tables. They have foosball, table tennis. They even have commercial type products. So, yeah. So we're gonna get to kind of my theory on why these only sell during a specific time. But rule number two, which just kind of goes against the ideal price range, in my opinion, would be between $1,000 and $3,000. This is over that. So now that you can't sell this, you know, we could extend this price range beyond $3,000. But to me, $1,000 to $3,000 is the sweet spot between like the highest price point possible and the price point where you can do a lot of really good volume.
Look at this. This blows my mind. Bubblehockeytable.com.
This is a Shoptimize store too.
It is. And I know this is a brand, the Super Checks, because it's sold on Amazon. They have this whole – I mean –
Wait. What are they? How many products do they have in the store?
Well, let's see. I mean, it's just really these bubble hockey tables.
Yes, they have like less than 10 products on here.
I gotta say, you know, I feel like they've done a good job with what this is.
But what? Yeah, what is the market cap of this? Not to get all venture capital here, but. What is the ceiling of how many of these bubble hockey tables you could possibly sell?
I'm plugging this into Ahrefs. I got to see this.
Yeah, you got to do that. So I bring up this 1,000 to 3,000 example just based off of our own experience.
Yeah. They're ranking for all. I mean, honestly, I got to say, I'm kind of impressed with this store. They're ranking for a lot of the keywords. You know, so Super Checks, they're ranking for like a lot, like the brands, they're ranking for bubble hockey.
What's the volume?
The volume for bubble hockey table is 3,600 and they're position three for that.
Right. So, I mean, to me, who gives a shit?
Right. No, I'm not saying that this is a store I'm interested in making. I'm just saying that for what it is, it's good.
Yeah. I mean, this is, again, an example of being the advantages and disadvantages of being too niche down. This is the perfect Q4 product because it's in the price range, it's B2C, and rule number three, is it giftable? Can you gift it to yourself? Can you gift it to someone else? This is a great thing to buy a kid, a great thing to buy, you know, your sister, I don't know. But is a slop sink giftable? Most likely not. It's not something people are, you know, putting under the tree, right? So that's the three criteria: B2C, 1,000 to 3,000 as a general rule, and giftable. So this matches all the criteria, and this is very niche down. So Joe's moving on here, but the problem is with this bubble hockey store is, yes, I mean, they're taking up some space in the search engines for this, and being bubblehockeytable.com helps them out, but the search volume on the main keyword for this product is only 3,600 searches a month.
Well,
and you really can't expand out beyond this.
You also got to keep in mind that search volume, first of all, you know, it's an average what Ahrefs gives. So it probably averages out to 3,600 a month. But the reality is that it's probably like 10,000 in Q4, and right. Then the rest of the month is probably like not much.
I'm just saying, even with that, it's not a whole lot. Like, I'm just saying, you're maxed out. You're maxed out at a generally low number. Like, what are some of our, like, how much traffic do some of our sites get organically a month?
60K, I don't know, 40. Like, well, our dropshipping store gets about, I would say, 40 organic or total?
Organic.
40, 50? I got to look. I don't know.
It's beyond 10 times what this store could even get if they were doing everything perfectly.
Right. I mean,
what I'm trying to make.
Yeah, there's no, I mean, the ceiling for this store is very low.
Right. The ceiling for the store is low. Yes, they're likely to capture a lot of sales for this product, but like, is that a good thing? I don't know how many people are buying these things. So that's the idea.
Last 30 days, we have over 40,000 organics to our site.
Yeah.
So 20.
Again, I'd rather see someone do what you just showed with the Yahoo store that had this, it had the foosball, it had, you know, all the other things that are related to this. Instead of being like, what's the phrase, Joe? I can't even
think. One trick pony?
Not a one trick pony, like
old dog, new tricks.
It's like they're the king of the bubble hockey tables, but it's like a very small kingdom, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So you'd rather be like you'd rather be like the lord of a big like a big manor than the king of a small kingdom.
Yeah, I'd rather be the lord of a, you know, inside a big empire than the king of a little shit kingdom.
Right.
So
right. I mean, I feel a little bit differently than you. I don't hate this at all. I don't hate it at all. I wouldn't want it for myself. I guess just I'm impressed with the execution. I wouldn't advise anyone to do it, but I'm saying for what it is.
Are you impressed?
What?
You're impressed by this?
You know what? I don't know how far we should get into this, but I like things that are lean.
It is lean. Yeah, I don't want to get too hung up on this, but the problem, I mean, you got to have more stores than this. You got to have
exactly
another three stores on top of this to account for.
And that's a strategy within itself. Not one that we would recommend at this point, but whatever. I'm ruining everything.
Right. So let's keep going off this. Right. So why don't we browse the – what the f-
– this is pretty sick. Anyway,
crazy. Yeah, I mean, so beyond these little game tables, they're not little, but beyond these, right? Let's try and find some good Q4 products. So,
well, I was gonna say, gaming chair, and let's see. Right. Let's try and find some expensive ones. I want to go over 800 here because 350 is not much. And, you know, we're not only limited to like computer gaming chairs here. There's all these zero.
Is Scorpion?
Where is that?
It's on AliExpress. The first thing down there. Yeah.
Hold on. Let's try and what is this? This Talon working in gaming station. Let's take a look.
It seems to be like a commercial arcade type thing. Or not?
Could be.
I don't know if this is like a big home game room they're showing it in, or if they're showing it in like
I mean, this is in a home. Look at this.
Yeah. Right? It is.
I just picked my nose on camera. Great.
What's your advice, Joe?
I don't know.
Look at you. You're going to get fired from your job.
No, but I like this product. I mean, I think this is a decent Q4 product.
Cool. So, I mean, this is a good one. So we have like a space working in gaming station. There's probably others. Why don't you type that in? Working gaming station. Right. Gaming station. Got some gaming desks here.
Boy, these have gone down in price, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Really stocked up on the
these things used to be more
expensive. No, we used to sell those types of things for like $600. Now it's, they're selling it for $150.
Competition.
Interesting. Well, go back up. Go back
but
up.
I still think gaming chairs, which we didn't really get into, was you know, something that was possibly good. Because, yeah, I mean, there's chairs like that are.
Well, hit the price thing again.
I did.
It's not working. Here we go.
Hey, look at this shell chair. You got this.
LF Gaming.
Let's take a look at this. I think this is private label. I don't know.
Right. It might be. So
I think what we should find. So there's unless you want to move on. I want to see like search a brand and then see if we could find.
Yeah. Like a website that's selling multiple. Yeah. You know, like a gaming type website. Right.
Yeah.
Well, go to Wayfair. Go to Wayfair. It was down a little bit. There you go. So,
gaming chairs. Okay. Wow, this stuff is pretty cheap, man.
It's a good inflation hedge.
Yeah, I don't know about this. Maybe we should find something else.
Yeah, so this doesn't fit the criteria.
See, they're pushing these tables, though, these pool tables.
Yeah, that they are.
We could add more of those to the list, but we're not going to.
Well, let's see. See, this is a good, like, right here in Wayfair, if you scroll up, this little thing is a great area to find different product ideas. I mean, we used to do this all the time. So,
yeah, honestly, the way they've done it here, like, this is a site.
Exactly, yeah. There you go. Yeah, so I'm not sure what direction you want to go down here. If you want to stick in this game section, which I think we've kind of covered that. I mean, these basically all fit the criteria. And I would say that kind of all these products are really Q4 focused.
Yeah,
because people don't really buy like dartboards or arcade things like this outside of Q4. The majority of the time that sometimes you can get sales, but like, the sales are going to go up just for November, December, really, and then they're going to drop off. So it's an option if it fits within the angle of your site. But why don't we move on here and see
what else we
can do. So someone wants to give us a maybe a starting idea. Or we can go back to the log splitter idea, and we can work off that.
Christmas tree.
What?
Well, we're talking about Q4, Christmas tree. I'm kind of joking, but you know, when you said log tree.
Oh, okay. So let's go to Log Splitters Direct.
Where's that? Oh,
right there. So anytime you see Direct, I mean, you know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And we got Dale, the sales expert. Why don't we call Dale right now?
Looks like he knows what he's talking about.
Right. So let's browse through this site and see if we can find something on Log Splitters Direct that is
that's Q4 friendly.
Okay. Wait. So they got shop by grade, consumer, prosumer, professional. Right. So consumer and prosumer would kind of fall into the category that we're talking about here because we want something B2C.
Right. So. Well, I mean, honestly, I feel like I shouldn't say that, but maybe I should say that. So I feel like not only it can B2C stuff be good here, but in terms of log stuff, now is the time of the year. It's getting cold. And people are going to be like doing fire stuff. So if you're going to be splitting logs, now's the time you would be doing it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how it works. I haven't split many logs in my life, but you know, I mean, you got Bob out in Oklahoma. His wife is going to get him a nice log splitter for Christmas.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you know they're sitting on a bunch of acres. They want to go out and they want to cut some logs. So yeah, I mean, so honestly, to me, this is a good Q4 product.
I agree with that.
Good price point, giftable, and B2C. So.
So we got game tables and we got log splitters.
Right. So let's if we go down, there was that one store that I wanted to look at that was it was like Joe. Could you click women-owned businesses?
I want to see what they're doing with the logs.
And then would this be more towards B2B? No, because we just clicked the product lines that were specifically for consumers and for prosumers, not the commercial stuff. So if you were going to buy commercial, there's certainly commercial log splitters, certainly industrial grade log splitters, but there's also ones for the regular home. People, you know, will do the stuff themselves. So that is the whole point, is you want to find things that are going to be B2C for Q4 and not necessarily stuff that's B2B. This one is a little bit tricky because you would think this is more specifically B2B, but it's not. Doing land, I've come across a lot of people who do their own log splitting and logging.
Yeah.
We actually had to I had to make a deal with a guy once that he can go out and he can log his property for like 3 months after we bought it from him. And he said he wanted to take down like 3 trees. He took down like half the property. So, well, Joe, can you go back to the original search here? Because there was a store that was like Joe's Sun and Snow.
That was way in the beginning. That was way in the beginning.
I know, but then you clicked the women-owned businesses thing and you screwed up the whole situation.
There we go.
There we go. No, Joe, Son Joe.
But this is a private label. Yeah.
What are they selling? Let's go. Let's go into there. They got a lot of stuff. Hammocks, gravity-free chairs. Here we go, Joe. It's your chairs on the right side. Trail gear.
Wow, they sell a lot of stuff. This reminds me of a brand that we used to sell, Mike.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It carried a lot of different things.
Oh, okay. Well, so actually this actually reminds me of I was at a trade show one time. And this guy was selling these, they're almost like, I guess, swings, like outdoor, you know, like porch swings.
Yeah.
These things were expensive. So, well, what's a gravity-free chair? Is that what we were just on?
Yeah, yeah. I was just on that. I think they'd like sink, like,
I don't know. Exactly. Sort of like outdoor swing, patio swing.
You think that's a good Q4 thing?
Oh my goodness! What the hell? Yeah,
well, Mike,
I do.
Well, Mike, okay.
It is outdoor, right? So
yeah,
that could present an issue, or it could not. People are searching for deals, Joe.
That's true.
Or they want deals.
That's so true.
People wait specifically for this time of year to make purchases.
The Porch Swing Company.
Well, you missed a bunch of expensive ones in the beginning.
What?
There.
Those are playgrounds, though.
No.
Oh, like these?
Yeah, that one's $1,200. That one's $1,500.
Yeah.
So these could be all over the map price-wise. I mean, you could do the filter by over $1,000. I don't know why it keeps. See that mechanical thing right there? What was that? That's cool, that directional swing turnstile, but not Q4 friendly.
No, not Q4 friendly, but definitely an interesting product. And definitely, definitely an interesting store angle too. Security camera. Just opening up. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but.
Yeah. This is cool.
Very interesting.
Because it's not just cameras, right? They're going into the whole security type industry. And I think this is, people don't think of this stuff.
I would have never thought of this.
And every time we do this, we always find things that are very, very interesting. Like,
look at this brand. Look at this brand. We could be searching this brand, building a store, but we're not going to do that. Let's look for more Q4
stuff. I mean, you got these playgrounds here. You know, you buy your daughter a nice little playground.
Yeah, I think playgrounds, I think, add that one to the list.
They got to fix their Google Shopping to whoever's running that. I'll tell you that much.
Why is that?
They're bidding heavily on this product. I mean, on this keyword, I should say.
That's true. I forgot what I said.
They're not even related to this.
That's very true.
So.
But yeah, so it's not even. We were searching this thing of like a porch swing as well.
Right. But why don't we go to this Playground Boss and we could see maybe what else is in the. Because this is highly giftable. Highly giftable stuff. This is a very expensive little set here. I mean, this could even be commercial as far as I see.
This is commercial, really.
Yeah.
See if we can find
toddler.
Well, I'm saying B2C.
Here you go. Look at this. Two metal bars, $900.
Yeah.
This is honestly, this could be B2B too, a little bit. I don't know. Go click it. I mean, you can certainly buy this for your own backyard. There's nothing stopping you, but this is pretty interesting because this looks that, yeah, it's certified by the all these national standard organizations.
I feel like this is something that would more go in a park. I mean, you can buy it for your own backyard, like you said, but typically I think people would buy. They wouldn't spend $900 on a swing alone. Like, it would have to be probably something with more things, probably maybe lower quality or whatever.
Right. So why don't we look that up, right? Like, what would a home swing cost?
Something more like a home playground.
What the?
So yeah, something like this I think would be more for the backyard.
Yeah. They got these on Amazon. Got it on Lowe's.
Look, something like this. You know, I think something like this you can lock in with Q4.
For sure.
You know, even if it's backordered, I feel like even if it's backordered, people aren't going to be too upset because they're not likely to set it up anyway for a little bit.
Yeah,
let's take a look at this.
And this sort of reminds me of, like, you know, trampolines. Although trampolines, probably one of the most dropshipped items, like the most dropshippers trying to do trampolines. But
I feel like it's not that common.
Dude, it is. We tried to sell it one time. I swear it was like 10 dropshipping stores.
Oh, yeah. I feel like not one of our students has ever brought it up to us.
This was back before Bell Last Online. But I don't know. We try to give the keys to finding like these more unique products. I mean, even every time we do this, we find things that we've never even thought of ourselves.
Look at this, Mike, a grill gazebo. I feel like this is a grill is pretty giftable. And also, if it's, you know, getting kind of cold out, you're kind of dealing with the elements. I feel like a gazebo can help you with that.
So I like this, Joe, because gazebo is one thing, but a grill gazebo is very specific.
Right. Add it to the list.
I haven't even been making the list. We're just, you know, we're keeping track of it. It's like little breadcrumbs we're leaving for people.
We're keeping track of it. We got game tables. We got log splitters. We got grill gazebos. And we got those gaming setups, the big zero gravity gaming setups.
Sigh.
All right.
Yeah, even like an indoor, like, what do you call this? Dollhouse? Search dollhouse.
That's good. That's good.
The palace. God damn.
Look at this. Look at this. Hold on. This seems super expensive.
$47,000.
I don't know if this is accurate, but wow.
Search circuit. Sorry.
What I will look, but look at this. Hold on. This is like a playground and a bed made into one for a little girl.
This is nuts. $47,000.
I feel like stuff like this is, you know, obviously we recommend, we tell people never to sell mattresses, and you shouldn't sell mattresses, but things around the bed like this, I think underground.
Forget the mattress. Who cares about the mattress here? This is just, that's an afterthought. This is ridiculous. But
let me ask you a question, Mike.
Okay.
We come up with all these great ideas on the show.
Yes.
How do we do all of them?
We need an army.
What would it take?
We need an army. We need some private investments, I'd say. So if someone watching the stream were to give us maybe $100 million, we could assemble a team, and we could do all these things. So if you're listening and you want to give us $100 million and we can make stores in all these niches, shoot us an email. So Jabril is saying ATV tipper trailer. I don't know what a tipper trailer is.
Anyway, I think we could put dollhouses on the
That's the best list. One yet.
Yeah. So I don't really know what this is, this tipper trailer thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how giftable this is.
Yeah, I'm not down with this.
It's a good product. I like it a lot in terms of something you could possibly dropship. But again, I don't know if it's like giftable. It's a very utility based product.
Where's the person that wanted us to review their site?
I don't know. That was Nick's Akalia, and he never sent the site, so we cannot review his site right now.
I wanted to do that.
I was happy to do it as well. Show him some good products you can add for Q4. The Queen of Servants said, are medical devices that require multi-state licenses and permits worth the hassle to dropship? So she may have tuned in a little bit late to hear your rant, Joe. But the short answer is, number one, are there other products that don't require that in this space that you could dropship? And the only answer for sure is just going to be to try it out, see what it takes, and if it's too much of a hassle, it's too much of a hassle. But, you know, if other people are doing it, other people are making money with it, it could be worth it. You know, sometimes it's worth overcoming some hurdles to get access to these products that have a bit higher barrier to entry. So that's up to you. It's up to your time threshold, your pain threshold. And maybe you don't even need to do this. So months have said, how do you guys test products that don't fit in the same niche? We don't test products. We make stores, and then we just get a bunch of products in, and then we figure out.
And then we test them.
No, we don't even test them. Because I think every product has an optimized point.
Right.
So when we're running ads, like, I'm never going to be saying, oh, this product failed the test. It's not like some stupid Facebook thing where you run ads and if it doesn't go viral and all this shit, then you just stop the ad. For us, we can bid 10 cents. We can bid 20 cents on a product. And if we sell it once every 3 months, once every 6 months, who cares if we're going to make $400 plus? So there's no testing the product in the traditional sense of, is this product good or not? Should I run ads or not? It's we get the products in, we run the ads, and then we optimize towards their logical position.
Right. Nothing really we do is – we don't do things with the mindset of we're going to test it out, really. We do experiment with things, but we always do something with the intent of we're putting this on the web. It's going to be here for a while, and it's going to do something eventually.
Right. And I said this before in the beginning of the stream, we've had products, brands we've added to our sites that never got traction for a year or 2 years, maybe even more after we've added them, because I didn't have the knowledge on how to properly run the ads. I didn't really have enough budget at the time to give the products the spend that they needed in order to, you know, reach their optimal point. And so these products just sit there, and little do I know, you know, how much potential there is to sell these products. On top of that, like, think about all the keywords that exist for, I mean, this ATV wagon potentially could be a good one, like power, drive, and dump, platform, cart, step deck, trailer. There's like so many, there's so many keywords that exist in relation to this product, even though this is a very, very niche down product, that people truly don't understand the amount of time it would take to find every single profitable keyword for text ads and for shopping ads for this product. Do you understand what I'm saying, Joe?
I honestly kind of spaced out because I was reading this next comment.
It's all right. So like if you searched this ATV wagon, 22-foot cubic steel dump thing in Ahrefs.
Right.
And we looked at all the keywords this product was ranking for. How many would it be?
Do you want me to do it?
Sure.
Well, you want me to search the keyword? This, I mean, this is kind of a long keyword.
I mean, like a product page, right?
I'm going to search the page.
You could search the page. Even though, again, this is a very, very niche down product. But my point is that a product can rank, or a page can rank for hundreds or thousands of keywords. There can be hundreds or thousands of keywords that are relevant, that represent buying intent for this product. And the amount of time it would take to get data in on shopping ads and on text ads for like all these keywords and see which one of them convert profitably would take you years. If you're doing this in conjunction with other products and you're not on an absolutely unlimited budget and you're not trying to just like waste money. So that's the point I'm trying to make, is like, we don't test things. We put them up, and then we, you know, give it time to find the logical position where it makes the money that we want. So
this page isn't really ranking for anything.
Anyway, but, I don't care anymore. I'm over it.
All right.
Sohan, not only Q4, I want to know which niche is generally best for dropshipping. Basically, I want to do it only ads. I just watched beauty product work well. What do you say?
Listen, I give up. I'm going to go lay down on the floor.
Just lay down.
All right. I'll see you guys later.
Go take it easy. Listen, man. I don't even know how to answer this question, buddy. Listen, is dropshipping dead? I don't know, but Joe is now dead. Oh my God. He's wearing the checker shorts. What do we do, Joe?
I want to know which niche is generally best for drop shipping. I can't do it anymore, Mike.
Yeah.
We've done how many of these niche selection videos? We give you such a detailed, nuanced perspective on how to do niche research. And you want to know which niche is the best.
Just tell them which niche is the best, Joe.
Log splitters. That's log the best niche.
You heard it here. Log splitters is the best niche for dropshipping. You can do it only ads. Don't do beauty products. You have to do log splitters. I need to come back in 2 weeks and have your log splitter source set up. If not, you're going to fail forever. You're going to go to hell. So what are we doing on time here, Joe? Oh, we're 50 minutes in. All right. We did it. You know, I wrote down all the ones that we
Why don't you put it in the banner, Mike? Because
I did, but then something happened, and then I lost it.
I've been zapped of all my energy.
Let me retype it again. I'm going to mute myself so you don't hear my keyboard clacking. Just keep saying stuff.
Who is this Boris the Schmelken guy? I feel like he's really chatting a lot today. We haven't seen him before on the stream. How do we do that? I put him in timeout. So yeah, there is no best niche for anything, really. And you know, Mike, one other thing I want to say is not dropshipping related, but I'm feeling good about our new niche site approach after the update. I got sites going. You know, it's been a bit of planning the past like month or two. And basically what I'm doing is I'm having the writers complete a site, getting the site up. And, you know, we're seeing new sites. I'm popping up new sites. I just popped up a whole new site, maybe about like 40 articles or so. I got the image packs. I got everything is working very streamlined. And this new site that just popped up, it's already getting organic impressions. It got a few organic clicks. The site went up just like a few days ago. But
holy cannoli.
Feeling good about it. I think if there's no big hiccups, like another terrible Google update, I think we're going to be flipping these blog sites like someone that works at McDonald's just flipping burgers. I'm going to be flipping.
I'm excited for it because it's
blog sites.
Yeah. It's all about the business model there. I think if that works, I will be more happy than getting land sales, getting dropshipping sales.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it just depends how you approach it. And I think hopefully at this point, the right approach will be narrowed down.
Right. So, I mean, this is what I wrote down. I forgot if this was everything, but we have the bubble hockey tables, other gaming stuff, the gaming stations, like the big chairs. You could work, you could game, whatever. You got the monitors on there. We got the log splitters, the consumer and the prosumer versions. We got the swing sets, the outdoor ones. And we got the dollhouses, the playhouses. And a spectacular Q4 gift for any child.
Why are people coming on the stream now?
Are they? This is how it goes every time.
It's over. We're done.
The stream is over, but since you're here, why don't you go to buildassetsonline.com/playbook, see how we create our stores to generate an online business portfolio worth over $1 million. It's not too difficult. It's not too difficult if you know what the best dropshipping niches are. I'm just kidding. There are no best dropshipping niches. You have to just get in there, start taking action, start doing stuff. So go here, free course, and you can learn about how we do dropshipping, how we do the blog sites Joe's talking about, how we do our land deals. You could see the online business pyramid of success. But if you're ready to take the next step with dropshipping, there's still time. There's still time to get a store up and running with suppliers before Black Friday. You have to go to buildassetsonline.com/enroll and you'll get access to our dropshipping course, high ticket dropshipping. Joe, everything A to Z. We come on here and we BS a little bit. We have fun with people. We talk to people. But inside the course, we actually get serious and we get detailed. We show people our exact methods. We show people previous stores we had. We go into ad accounts. We break everything down at such a detailed level that I have a headache talking about it. Because what are we even doing here? People need to get this course. All the questions are answered. And you get one-on-one support with us to answer more of your questions.
Yeah. And we reveal sites too. The site that I made a joke site for the blog course, which is like a bonus, a free bonus. I revealed the site, show you how I made it. That site's earning basically $2,000 a month now.
$2,000 a month?
The last 30 days it made $1,857.
Oh my God. That's crazy. So
we're going to be flipping.
We turn around, we sell that site. We're not coming on these streams anymore.
We sell it for 60K. We're done with the streams.
Yeah. You got to go to billastonline.com/enroll in order to talk to us. Trevor said it's high ticket or nothing. Buy the course now. Former low ticket convert. He recommends it.
Is he coming on the show soon?
I don't know, Trevor. You want to come on the show?
Doesn't he have his own? Doesn't he have his own YouTube presence?
I don't know. I don't know these things.
He's a oh my God. Look at he's a big influencer.
Damn.
I'm looking up his channel now. He's got more subscribers than us.
Are you serious?
Nah, he's got like 2,600.
Okay.
But still he's doing it.
That's good.
We should get him on the show just to chit chat.
All right, come on, Trevor. Let's go.
Hold on. Let me send him the link. We got like 5 minutes left. I'm gonna send him. Trevor, we got 5 minutes. I'm sending you the link in Discord. Let's. Oh my God, I gotta find his channel. I'm sending you the link. If you could join that would be cool, and we'll talk for a few minutes. You could plug your YouTube channel here to the live audience.
Oh man, I really am astonished by the stuff that goes on here in the live streams. I feel like back in the day, man, we were scratching and clawing our way for information like this, and then we come on here and we just poop it out.
Yeah, scratching and clawing. There he is.
Hey, Trevor, what's happening? What's up?
Oh my God, he's got a great mic.
There he is.
Oh, he's echoing a little bit.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, he's got a great mic. There he is.
There's a lot of echo. Hold on. Remove him and add him back. Yeah, Trevor, I got my desk set up from you. Oh, this echo is bad. See if you could sort that out in the next minute or two.
Trevor, if you go to settings and then you go to audio, you can do echo cancellation. Settings and then audio. So Jabril says he's gonna buy the course with the first sale. Well, best of luck to you on your log splitting journey.
We've done sales.
How do you know?
What? No, I'm saying we've done sales. Like, we did one last month or something.
Oh, I thought I was reading it as when he gets a sale.
Oh. Well, I mean, you want to get the sale faster. There's only one way to do that. Trevor, how's it going?
You want to get the sale faster.
Oh, this is
awesome. Three times.
Listen, Trevor, we'll have you on a different time.
This might be a failed mission. But yeah, all right. 58 minutes. Let's wrap it up. BuildAssetsOnline.com/playbook. BuildAssetsOnline.com/enroll. And yeah, good stuff, Mike. Hope you guys enjoyed the stream.
Hope you guys take action before Black Friday. If you don't, I'm going to be very upset. We came on here. We gave birth to more knowledge once again. So please nurture it. Please care for it. And until next time, take it easy.